Welcome to Digimasters Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. In a striking development, Apple Inc. has outperformed OpenAI's GPT-4 with its new artificial intelligence model, adept at parsing contextual data. The research paper, titled Realm, showcases a method that improves how large language models handle ambiguous language by converting all related information into text. Apple's AI could revolutionize its virtual assistant Siri, with the potential to greatly enhance user experience through more intuitive interactions. Impressively, even at their smallest size, Realm models match the performance of GPT-4 with fewer parameters, indicating a more efficient system suitable for on-device applications. This leap in performance is partly due to Apple's different approach, as it translates images into text, bypassing the need for complex image recognition techniques. With the Worldwide Developers Conference WWDC on the horizon, Apple is anticipated to reveal a significant overhaul in its operating systems, positioning AI at the forefront. As the tech giant prepares for its June event, it's rumored to incorporate smaller, privacy-centric on-device models, while potentially partnering with other companies for off-device AI processing capabilities.
An early warning system utilizing artificial intelligence to track and trace predatory Asian hornets that threaten the UXBs has been innovated by the University of Exeter. The system, dubbed VESP AI, lures hornets with a food-impregnated sponge cloth and uses an overhead camera to take images, which AI analyzes for identification. If confirmed as an Asian hornet, the device alerts the operator, who can then trace the insect back to its nest. This invention is crucial as controlling Asian hornets, which can consume up to 50 honeybees a day, becomes near impossible once they establish, making early detection vital. The device, aimed to cost under £100, is designed for widespread accessibility from governments to beekeepers. VespAI differentiates from native insects with minimal impact on them and has been tested on Jersey Island with promising results. The continued development and deployment of VESP AI prototypes is planned in collaboration with various UK entities, ensuring a proactive approach to protecting the bee population. In a landmark move, over 200 artists, including Billie Eilish, Robert Smith, and Stevie Wonder, have signed an open letter by the Artist Rights Alliance titled Stop Devaluing Music, warning of the predatory use of artificial intelligence in music. The document echoes concerns previously voiced by James Blake that AI could lead to a future where musicians are unpaid and human artistry is devalued by synthesized, AI-generated music. High-profile signatories demanding tech companies pledge not to replace human creativity or deny fair compensation include Katy Perry, Sam Smith, and the estates of music legends such as Bob Marley and Frank Sinatra. The letter asserts AI, when used irresponsibly, poses a threat to creative integrity, personal privacy, and musicians' livelihoods, urging against its unethical use by major companies. It warns of an impending race to the bottom that could severely devalue musical work, highlighting the dire economic challenges artists currently face. This all comes amidst other news from Billie Eilish, who clarified her recent comments about the music industry, stating her criticism was aimed at systemic issues rather than her peers. With this letter, an unprecedented number of artists are collectively voicing concern about the trajectory of AI in music, seeking to safeguard their rights and the future of human creativity.
Microsoft has just rolled out significant updates to its AI-powered Copilot assistant for Microsoft 365, promising users streamlined access to the more potent GPT-4 Turbo model. This enhanced experience eliminates chat limits and provides expanded capabilities for file uploads. As tech competition intensifies, Microsoft's move follows OpenAI's decision to offer their GPT 3.5 model to the public at no cost, challenging the value proposition of paid services. With GPT-4 Turbo, Microsoft 365 users can input extensive text prompts, allowing for more substantial interactions with the AI. To address data security concerns, Microsoft ensures that Copilot for 365 includes thorough data protection, reassuring customers that sensitive information will remain encrypted and anonymized. This strategy is critical as Microsoft strives to comply with stringent security and compliance standards across the globe, including potential federal requirements. Moreover, the firm is looking to appease enterprise clients amid copyright lawsuits against AI firms, assuring them of coverage under Microsoft's customer copyright commitment for any legal disputes arising from using Copilot. In a significant seismic event, Taiwan has experienced its largest earthquake in 25 years, shaking the island's semiconductor industry and potentially impacting the global technology sector. The 7.4 magnitude tremor caused the collapse of buildings, 4 fatalities, and over 50 injuries, although the full extent of the damage remains to be seen. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Co., a pivotal company in the global supply of advanced chips for tech giants, including Apple and Nvidia, has been forced to pause operations and evacuate staff. Additionally, United Microelectronics Corp., a key player in the chipmaking industry, has also suspended activities at some facilities. This event puts a spotlight on Taiwan's crucial role in the global tech economy, especially in advanced chip manufacturing, and raises concerns for possible disruptions in the technology supply chain. The earthquake's aftermath is being closely monitored by companies and governments alike, anticipating potential ripples across markets and industries. As the situation unfolds, the full impact on Taiwan's semiconductor output remains to be assessed.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.